Fonda Osborne, the union rejected the hospital administration's contract offer because of concerns over staffing levels at the hospital. What are the current staffing levels at Christus St. Vincent? How shorthanded are the workers there?
Our hospital is currently being staffed at the 40th percentile. This means that in a like group of comparable hospitals, 60 of the hospitals would have better staffing than we have in some of our areas. Patient care loads have been going up again. You know, they keep going higher and higher. First, like on a med-surg floor, they started out, well, a nurse would have 5 to 6 patients. And now the nurse is having 6 patients, and now the nurse is going to have 6 to 7 patients. And so they gradually increase the workload. But our folks said, we have to draw the line somewhere. So we have drawn the line at the 40th percentile.
How has that increase in patient load affected the way that nurses interact with their patients at the hospital?
Number one, the nurses are very unhappy. You have to have some satisfaction when you go to work. You have to be able to, you know, you're in a caring profession. And so you have to have time to spend with your patients. If you have 7 patients, or 6, let's just say 6 patients, that means that's 10 minutes an hour you can give attention to each patient, no matter how many special procedures they have, how many times they need assistance in going to the bathroom or to eat or treatments. That's 10 minutes an hour for each patient. That includes charting, giving medications. And so a nurse really doesn't have very much time to give anybody the kind of attention that they need.
Well, do you expect to come out of these negotiations with the staffing levels you're asking for?
Well, I tell you, as being a lead on the negotiating committee, when we got in to these meetings with our members, they sent us back out with a mandate. So, you know, we work for the members that we represent, and they told us that you need to get back out there and get us some staffing language. And so when they took their vote, they knew that if they were voting no to the hospital's last, best, and final offer, then we would have to give a 10-day notice of a possible. Now, we're not saying there will be a strike, of a possible strike, because, yes, we want to negotiate and get this resolved. The folks have drawn the line. They can't live with lower staffing.
All right. Well, Fonda Osborne, thanks for talking with us.